We're up to Simon Tov Reish Lamed. Simon Tov Reish Lamed, and we're up to say Vav. Right, we're going to be learning tonight that we're going to come across some very interesting concepts again. We'll be learning with Shem Sivav and Siv Zayin. Okay, so we're finished covering the halachas of a three-walled sukkah. Now we're going to be discussing other cases and scenarios with regards to the chesuk. And this actually, there's some points which are very nagia. Okay, Sivav, two lines from the bottom. Not arba kundesim, ben ba'emtzagag, ben al-tzfasagag. So what he did is that he put four poles. Kundesim is a pole. Four poles, ben ba'emtzagag, whether it's in the middle of the roof, ben al-tzfasagag, or whether it's on the edges of the roof. So you've got a roof which is obviously a flat type of roof. And he wants to put a sukkah there. What he's doing is putting four poles on the roof. On the roof of the, it's probably not the Twin Towers, but something, he put the four poles there. V'sichech al gabon, and he puts chach on top of it. Psula, it's posul. Just to have four poles, that is posul. Now we're going to explain exactly where it's coming from, but let's just carry on in the meantime. V'yesh machshirin, some say that actually sometimes it is kosher. When is that? Yesh machshirin benot al sfas hagag. He said that if you actually put them on the edges of the roof, the edges, you've got the building that goes up, and on the four corners, on the four edges of the roof, you're putting the four poles dafka punkt over there, specifically on the corners, on the edges, and you're putting schach on top, that is fine. So again, four poles in the middle of the roof, that's no good. But it's on the very extreme corners, then it's fine. Why is that? Meshum dam rinon says the Shulchan Aruch, good asik mechitze. Because we say the concept of good asik mechitze. What is the concept of good asik mechitze? The concept of good asik mechitze is a concept that works for the Cheshabbos and Cheshe Eruv in other areas as well, and which is the following. Good asik mechitze is based on the idea that if you have a start of a wall, if a wall started off, then it continues naturally even after the wall is finished. We just assume that it carries on into the air, into airspace. If you have a wall that started, so it carries on shooting up. Although the walls are not physically there, but if you have a start, it continues. So therefore, according to that, you've got four poles on the corners of the building. So because they are literally on the corners, on the edges, so since you've got a concrete wall on the side, your proper wall on the side, so the stick just enables you to continue with the two poles, just enable you to move up with the walls. It just enables you to continue the mechitzas. And that's why it works. Therefore, if you put a schach on top, you've got a four-walled sukkah. Why have you got four walls? You only got four poles. The answer is no. Good asik mechitza. You're carrying on the walls. The mechitzas go up all the way further up. However, if you do the four poles and the schach in the middle of the roof, what happens then? You haven't got a starting point. You haven't got a starting point. It literally just works if you continue the wall that exists already. Over here, you haven't got a wall to work with. And therefore, yeah, does that make sense?
It doesn't have to be a minimum shear.
Pardon?
The pole, there doesn't have to be a minimum shear.
No. Well, it does. It does, actually. It does. But it does, actually. It does, actually. It does, actually. Well, we'll get to that in Yetzir Shem, but not tonight. Let me show you. There's a picture here, which is the following.
I'm trying to say how it's done practically as well. Just four poles. Four poles
and a schach on top.
Oh, so four poles with beams attached.
Yeah, yeah, correct. I should have probably mentioned that. Yeah, you can connect them on top in any way. Yeah, if you want to, practically speaking, after four poles, you could easily, like, the concept is good asik mechitza, that since you've got walls already, you can continue the walls into the airspace, and that's where the poles are working. Without, if you do that,
the walls from the building.
Yeah.
Walls from the building make the walls.
Correct. That's the point. The way you should. I should have said it. They make the walls. That's the way to say it. Yeah. They make the walls. That's right. Yeah.
Why should it be a sukkah kshera?
Well, why not?
Because it's as if you're doing it on the ground without tefanot.
If it's on the... Well...
It's a difference. There's no difference.
So there is a difference. Okay. The difference is...
It's a petach.
So you're saying that he needs an entrance.
Need a petach.
So the entrance, there is no halacha that you need an entrance.
There's no tfanot.
So that is this. So this understanding, this approach says that there is tfanot. There is tfanot, and tfanot are, they exist because of the concept of good asking. But you're actually quite right.
Now, yesterday you end up the shiur that the best way, the bottom line, is to do a kol tfanot sukkah.
Correct. Correct. And you, yeah. And the truth is, there's a machlok. The first opinion says it's possible. It wouldn't work. One opinion holds that you can do it's not an ideal sukkah, but you can do a sukkah like that because you're just continuing from the walls. The walls from the bottom just carry on into the airspace. But you're right. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Sifkot Chavtes, which is the bottom, he says as follows. Mishnah Berurah's bottom line as follows in Sifkot Chavtes. Bein al tzfas agag psulam ve'af de legabe Shabbos lekule alma amrin on good asik mechitza. Although with regards to Hilcha Shabbos, everybody agrees that there is a concept, a rule of good asik mechitza, but the halachah of Hilcha Shabbos, it certainly works. It's halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Good asik is but it's halacha l'Moshe Sinai, which is not based on reason, but it's based on halacha l'Moshe Sinai. It works. Legabe sukkah, with regards to sukkah, this opinion holds. The be'inyan mechitza is mamash, that's what the point that you're making. You need walls. Where are the walls over here? You don't have walls. You've got virtual walls. That doesn't help, says this opinion. You haven't got walls. That's what you're asking. You haven't got walls. That's not a mechitza. What is that already? Four poles? Shkoich, go home with that. That's not walls. Yeah, that's not. But the other opinion disagrees, and he says no. That's the other opinion says that no, it does work. It works for Shabbos. It's going to work here as well. And how do you think we paskin? Would you allow such a sukkah?
Practically speaking,
it doesn't.
How do you have to go through the?
You'd go through the way. Yeah, yeah. You go through.
Opening of the roof.
It doesn't say v'yesh on. This is v'yesh makshirin. So
therefore, what would you say?
Presumably, the shulchan aruch
holds
that it's no good.
It's no good. Says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sifkot Lamed Aleph. V'halacha k'der rishon, and halacha is like the first opinion. The bechol gavna lo yamrinu legabe sukkah good asik. The halacha is indeed we do not allow such a sukkah based on good asik mechitza. We don't. A sukkah like this is possible. Yeah. And a nice point that is actually pointed out over here, which is very similar to what you were saying as well, that why is good asik mechitza doesn't work? Why is it that good asik over here won't work? And it's based on a very simple understanding, a very simple reasoning. That is that we know that the halacha of sukkah is that it has to be teshuva ke'en todu. You need to be comfortable in the sukkah. It needs to be a bit like a real home. And it's not, what kind of real home is that? If you've got a four wall, on top of a skyscraper, and then you've got four poles there and a schach, and you're gonna say, that's like a sukkah. So it's lacking in durin, it's lacking in residential feeling of it, and therefore that's why good asik mechitza won't work, and it's possible according to this opinion. That's how we pass halacha l'maaseh. Okay, now Sif Zayin has two cases which is based on the same concept. Very different cases, but based on the same concept. That's why they are merged together in Siv Zayin. Let me just get that clear. The title of Siv Zayin is, it's based on a migu. Migu is a halachic concept that we find in the Gemara. That migu means, literally, migu means since. And what it means, we're going to find over here two sukkahs, two types of sukkahs, which are based on that there is walls there, that with regards to Hilcha Shabbos, with regards to carrying on Shabbos, they are considered proper walls. But according to, with regards to Hilcha Sukkah, it would have looked like a very dodgy sukkah. But then we're going to learn a concept that since these walls are good walls for Hilcha Shabbos, therefore we're going to say, Migu, since it works for Hilcha Shabbos, it's also going to work for Hilcha Sukkah. Although, really speaking, it wouldn't have been kosher walls for sukkah. But since they are working, we're going to see the alamdisha sukkah. Since these walls are working for l'chashabas, we're also going to say that they're going to work for l'chasukkah as well. So yeah, that's the concept over here. We know that there's very strict and rigid rules with regards to walls and l'chashabas. We know that, to define the reshus yochit, it's really important without defining, when you haven't got walls to make something into a private domain, It's going to be a commonness or public domain, and then you're not allowed to carry that. So there's very rigid and very clear rules with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. What is considered a wall to make into a private domain? You need walls to make something into a private domain. How does something become a private domain in Hilchos Shabbos? And we're going to see now that there is some cases that are going to make something into Rosh Yochid into a private domain, and they're going to help us for Hilchos Sukkah as well. What are those two cases? Siv Zayin says the following. Sichech al gabe mavoi shiesh loy lechi. Perish eitz kemin omud. If you made this chach on top of a mavoi which has a lechi, what's that? That's the following case. Okay, we know there's a concept called a mavoi. What is a mavoi? Mavoi means really an area that you walk through. It's a bit like a courtyard, but a bit more public than that. Because what in the olden days there was a private domain. Private domain, yeah. And then there's a public domain, but there's also something called a mavoi mefulish, a mavoi. A mavoi means a courtyard, but it's like many families sharing the same mavoi, and you're walking through and you're doing some things there, but it's not a public, it's not the M1 type of thing. It's more like a bit more, there's a residential aspect to that. And the question is that...
Like here,
mobile. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in many ways, very simple. Very, very good, yeah. You were here for El Chazel Ben. That's what you got. Absolutely, definitely, yeah. So we've got a mavoi is something of those that. Now the question is it's hard to define that really, because is it Rishus Yochid or Rishus Rabbi? Are you allowed to carry that? Not allowed to carry that? Because, as you're pointing out, in many cases you've got three walls. You've got three walls, because we know that the wall of a building is considered a wall as well. There's a beautiful example. So you're going to think about this wall. So you go outside on the road. If you're standing on Mowbray Road. So you've got on one side you've got block of houses, and just assume they'll be completely connected. Let's leave out this area of Halacha. Completely connected on one side. And opposite as well, so you've got two walls, and on the other side it would be closed off completely. You've got one wall, two walls, and then another. So you've got three walls. Can you carry in that area, yes or no? You've got three walls. Three walls make something to Rishus Yochid. Are you allowed to carry there or not? It's a courtyard, it's public. Certain extent, there's one aspect of it which is very public, but on the other hand, you've got three walls that you're allowed to carry, yes or no? Good question. So, this is called the mavoi. And the mavoi, the halacha is with regards to a mavoi, that min ha-toira, midorais, it's actually Rishus Yochid. Really, it's Rishus Yochid. You can't deny the fact that it's got three walls there. So, really, it's Rishus Yochid. It's a private domain, and really, you'd be allowed to carry there. However, the Chachamim, very understandably so, said that you can't really carry there because it looks like you're carrying in a public area. So what did they say? They said, you know what you're going to do? I'll let you carry that, but you need to make a little lechi. And the lechi, what a lechi is that you just put a beam, and it's just a recognition. It's just a beam. Halacha is how high it needs to be, how tall it needs to be, how fat it needs to be, how thick it needs to be. You put a lechi, and it's just a reminder. It doesn't really do anything real on a deraisa level, but it's a reminder. As soon as you, and that allows you, that serves as a reminder, as a recognizable type of item, and that makes you that you're allowed to carry in the mavoi. Yeah. There is actually, yeah.
No, so you have to have a string, you have to have the...
You probably yeah. Won't really need the Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah. Yeah, you probably won't need the Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, you probably won't need, yeah.
He's asked my question.
Oh, very good. Okay. A Tzuras HaPesach would make it unnecessary, because Tzuras HaPesach is a proper wall. I mean, there's no never wind going through a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, so that lechi actually works on its own. Now the question is, imagine you've got a mavoi, which has... A mavoi, it's one, you've got block of houses on this, but on the other side as well. And imagine it's open on the other side, so you've got only two walls. And then you're making a lechi on one of the two. You've got a lechi. You're putting a lechi there. So on a Shabbos, what with the Hilchos Shabbos, allowed to carry there or not? With the Hilchos Shabbos, you're allowed to carry there. Because you've got a lechi, walls and a lechi, you're allowed to carry. But what about a sukkah? Could you just make a sukkah? I'm sure there's a nice picture here. Can somebody check this?
There is.
Yeah. Right. Oh, very good. So you've got walls. Very nice. Can you see there's walls? Walls. Imagine. You can literally imagine Mowbray Parade just closed off on this side. There's one wall over there, one wall over here, one wall over there, and you just put a lechi over there. So is that... Yeah, can you just...
No, you can't. According to yesterday, it's
not... Why?
Because there's... It's not the gamma.
Oh! Right? Gamma. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It needs to be recognized.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Maisa.
It's not connected.
So the Maisa. The halacha is as follows. Really, it shouldn't be working. Really, it shouldn't be working. However, we're learning now the concept that since it works for the Shabbos, and for the Shabbos it works, you're allowed to carry it in the Shabbos. Since it works for the Shabbos, it's going to be a kosher sukkah as well. Migu, since it works for the Shabbos, this is considered a Rishus Yochid, an area that you can carry on the Shabbos, that also allows you to put the schach on top of news as a sukkah. Now, practically speaking, I don't know how you're going to make a whole area like this into a sukkah, but that will leave it to... Can you see the picture? Yeah, I don't know how you're going to make it. But that's the halach. So it says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Beis. Sichaich al gabei mavo sheish lo lechi. Medesosam ha-machaba, says the Mishnah Berurah in the last narrow line. It sounds like, mashma da svira le kapoiskam afilu b'mavo ime fulosh. Veish lo lechi mitzad echo. It doesn't have to be closed off over here. This over here. It doesn't have to be closed. Even if it's open up all the way. Nevertheless, the halach is going to skip the brackets. Gamkin kosher, and it's kosher. Why is that? Ve'atam, and that's the point I want to emphasize. The reason is da'alidei lechi nechshav in Shabbos. If you make a lechi there, it's considered with regards to the Shabbos. Afilu rochav mash, even if it's only a little bit, kilo yom mechitza lo yisut tzad. You consider the proper mechitza, and therefore v'imken yesh l'sholish mechitzas v'avimina toir reshus yochid. On a biblical level, on a Torah level, it's considered reshus yochid. Ve'amrin, and we say migu. Since tahavei mechitza le'inyan Shabbos, since it's considered a wall for the Shabbos, have a name mechitza le'inyan sukkah. It also works for the sukkah, and you're allowed to put a schach on top, and it's considered a valid sukkah. That's what he says. And that's the halacha. That's the first case in the Shulchan Aruch that we say the migu that it works for the Shabbos. It's also going to work for the sukkah. Okay, that's case number one. Case number two. It's a bit of a history to case number two.
Does Mishnah Berurah say that only works on
Shabbos sukkah? He does say the following. Yeah, I skipped that. He says the following. Yeah, no, you're right. I shouldn't have. He says as follows: mechitzel in Shabbos, avinam mechitzel in sukkah. But Shabbos sheikta bezichachag. Since it would have worked for the, he says, since that he's bothered by a question. He says that since the sukkah would have been a good sukkah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, basically. Yeah. So therefore, it's going to work for the whole time around. He says not only then. Really, after this, really, it's going to be valid for the whole sukkahs. He says that have a name mechitzel in sukkah, but Shabbos ikla b'zechachak. So he says that that's the starting point. He said therefore it would be valid for the whole sukkahs as well. Yeah. That's definitely the halacha. Okay, now the second case is the following case: when people used to go from wherever they lived in Eretz Yisrael, used to do oyde l'regel, you'd go up the three yom tovim to go up to Yerushalayim. Now we don't think about it so much. But imagine you travel with your wife and children and family, travel up to Yerushalayim. So imagine that you're going to take food with you, you're going to take drinks with you, but you're going to get thirsty on the way. And there wasn't all that many service stations on the road as nowadays, with hose wagons stopping and, you know, getting petrol. There wasn't all that. So what would people do when they were thirsty? And the animals and they themselves were thirsty. What would do? So now, on weekdays, it's one thing. But imagine on Shabbos. You're traveling on Shabbos. You want to get finally to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. And you're traveling with your family and you're really thirsty. So people did is what people made wells on the way. There were wells on the way. There were wells and people who were able to draw water from the wells. That's very good for weekdays. You can just draw the water from the wells and end of story. That's very good. However, on Shabbos, you've got a problem. Do you know why on Shabbos you've got a problem? Why have you got a problem? Pardon? Oh, absolutely. Because drawing water, taking water from a well, you're actually carrying from a private domain into a public domain. Why is that? Because a well is always surrounded. If you look inside, inside the well, it's surrounded by walls. So the water physically is in a private domain. Okay, that makes sense. So if you put the bucket in and you're trying to draw the water out, so you're drawing the water, you're taking the water from a private domain, and then you're taking it out, and once you are lifting it out of the well, it's actually reaching a... You are transferring it into a... public domain. Therefore, to draw water, by definition, is also on Shabbos. Make sense? Yeah, whenever you're taking the water out, you're taking from a private domain into a... So what are you going to do? So you can either jump into the well, which is one idea, I suppose. But then, yeah, I suppose that's one option. Alternatively, you've got a problem. So what you could do in theory, you could really make four walls around the well. And what happens if you make four walls around the well? Right? Then you've made the well, into the surrounding area is also a private domain. It's fine. But you can't ask people to make, as soon as they, I don't know, whenever they see a well, to make walls out of it. So Chachamim made a very nice kula, and they made the following. They said the following. You know, you can't start making walls when you reach every well. That's not really possible. What they did say is you can make the following, like L shapes, like L's around four. You make four L's. Like, if this is the well over here, you make two over here, like one L over here, like this, one over here, like one board type of thing, which is only one arm wide, connected to this, like L, 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 L. Does that make sense? Now, you haven't physically made four walls. You've only made four edges type of thing. Does that make sense? Edges? Yeah, is that?
Corners.
Corners, yeah, that's right. Four corners. You made four corners. Now, normally, this wouldn't be good enough to call it the private domain. Normally, that wouldn't be good enough. But over here, these are, what is it? Yidden who want to go to Yerushalayim to do fulfill the mitzvah of traveling to Yerushalayim, or the regel of the Yom Tovim. So Chachamim said, you know what? We're going to be leaning for them. Really, it wouldn't be good enough. For you and me, on a normal Shabbos, it wouldn't be good enough to allow carrying within such a thing. But for people traveling to Yerushalayim for the regel, there's a specific kula that they have made. They've made a specific kula with regards to wells, people who are trying to draw water, they're allowed to rely on that and they can drink the water around it. Now, so what happens if somebody wants to make a sukkah on those four corners?
Are you using the...
Exactly. Yeah. He's found a well. He hasn't made it on time. You know, let's make a story like this. He hasn't made it on time. He's outside Yerushalayim. He's on his way, and he hasn't reached Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. Now he's made those four things, but he's realized, you know what? I'm not going to make it on time. Let me put some schach on top, and I'll have a nice sukkah. Saves me from building a sukkah next door. Good or no good? Why? It's yeah, you make it 7-on-7. Good point. He's making it 7-on-7.
He's got a structure with four walls, so it's private domain, and now it's Shabbos, and he wants to cover it with schach to go on Shabbos.
No, he's going to put the schach on before Shabbos.
He's
just going to use those four corners as the foundation of the sukkah. He's just going
to
put schach on top.
Why?
Oh, tassim ramen also? No, he's doing it specifically for that. Good point. You know what? You caught me out there. Yeah. Very good point. You really caught me out there. Yeah, he's just making it, when he puts the four things on size, you know what? I'm going to use that for. Very good. Yeah. It is. He's making it large enough. Good point. You caught me out as well. I should have emphasized. He's making it large. Very good. Very good. So I think that really you can't have such, really wouldn't work with regards to Ilchus Sukkah. It wouldn't be good enough. But now, you're 100% right. Really, it shouldn't be working. But now we're learning the concept of Migu. This is the second case now. Since it works for Ilchus Shabbos, the Chachamim found leniency over here for people traveling to Yerushalayim. Since it works for Ilchus Shabbos, Chachamim were lenient. They said that normally it wouldn't be good enough Sukkah. But now it is. Why? Because it works for Shabbos. It's a migo. Normally you're right, it shouldn't work. And that's the second case, which is as follows. Please allow me to start the Shulchan Aruch from the beginning again. Sichech al gabe mavui sheish la lechi. If you made a schach on top of a mavui, which has a lechi, perish eitz, like this is a wood, kemin omud, which is like a board type of thing. Oi, that's the case number one. Oi, alternatively, al gabe be'er, on top of a well, sheish lo pasin, which has four pasin. What are pasin? Perish karshe eitz, wooden boards. Svivois, around it, the be'er of the well. Lasso is to make rishos yoch into a private domain. So now, we would have thought both those cases are no good. These are not good sukkahs. But now, how is a sukkah kshera? Actually, it is a kosher sukkah. Lo yse Shabbos shebezeich chag belvad. For this Shabbos, specifically, for this Shabbos Cholamot specifically, why? Because this lechi and this passin, mechitzes linin Shabbos, since it's mechitzes, it's considered walls with regards to lechah Shabbos, nachshoif oisam ke mechitzes linin sukkah. It's also, we're going to make it also into mechitzes, we're considering them halachically valid mechitzes walls also with regards to lechah sukkah. That's what he said. You can make this into a, since it works for lechah Shabbos, it's going to work for lechah sukkah as well. We can only say this, says the Ramah, if the lechi and the passin are valid ones. They work. So it's only working if it's halachically with regards to the Shabbos. It works. Only then we're going to say with regards to the Chasukah as well. Otherwise, no. But if it works for the Shabbos, it's going to work for the Chasukah as well. The all shaykh migu, because this is the concept of migu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Lamed Vav, Dor Shaykh Migu Velechatchila Nochen Lahach Mikedas Ramah. Ideally, you should make like the opinion of the Ramah. Uvimokem Matchak Yeshlis Mochader Rishoyno the Kosev Eli Rabbi Dechenu Ika. What is he referring to? Just the point that there should be a prop that the migu should take a work and it should be a valid lechi. So again, just to wrap that up, let's just recap that very briefly. We're learning two cases that really it shouldn't be valid sukkahs. Really, those two sukkahs should not be good sukkahs because the walls are no good. We're learning now two cases, however, that since with regards to Ilchas Shabbos, we're going to allow them to carry there. Therefore, it works also for Ilchas Sukkah. What are the two cases? One case is when you've got a mavui and you're making a lechi. So really over there, that's not good enough with regards to Ilchas Sukkah. That shouldn't be good enough. However, since it works, the lechi makes it into an area that you can carry. So therefore, we're going to say that you can use that as a sukkah as well. As long as you put tzchach on top, you can use that as a sukkah as well. The second case that we discussed is if it's the Oyder Regolem, we learned that there were wells, and we discussed that you're not really allowed to carry from the, draw water from the well into the, just the surrounding on, so you're not allowed to carry there because that's from a private domain into a public domain. So what they put four corners around it, each an Amma, like L shapes around it. So normally that wouldn't be good enough. Sukkah, if you put Tzchach on top, it wouldn't be good enough. However, we made an exception, and since it worked for the Shabbos, it's also going to be working for the Chasukah as well. And Seif Ches, we'll start tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.